Mr. Vice President, APG23 thanks the panelists for their contribution. Despite the adoption of the declaration, in many countries the voices of indigenous people are still unheard. Structural obstacles, along with economic and social barriers, hinder the enjoyment of their rights, exploitation of ancestral lands, denial of cultural identity, and the lack of constitutional recognition severely impact the life of many indigenous communities. Among them, the Mapuche people in Chile keep facing significant challenges, struggling for the recognition of their rights, ancestral lands, and freedom. Despite the adoption of indigenous laws, several restrictive and punitive measures have been introduced over the years, exacerbating conflicts and normalizing the use of violence. This scenario, like many others worldwide, requires drawing a new paradigm based on cooperation and mutual understanding. There is a need for a peaceful resolution of conflicts and reduction in violence. A social and institutional transformation is required, founded on a deep cultural shift that overcomes discriminatory narratives rooted in historical injustice and structural violence and contributes to ensuring peace, justice, remedy, and meaningful participation. Distinguished panelists, in your experience, what step could be undertaken to advance such needed transformation, moving from denial to recognition and replacing conflict with cooperation? Thank you.